School News Roll Call for Los Alamitos Unified School District features an article titled, Extraordinary Efforts of Teachers Bring Us Together, by Dr. Andrew Pulver, Superintendent, as follows. Holiday season has arrived, bringing the traditional time for celebration. While this year continues to bring us all many challenges and hardships, I wanted to take a moment to celebrate the extraordinary efforts of our teachers, those teaching in person in our hybrid classrooms, and those teaching online through our LaSalle at Home program. In circumstances that have demanded the utmost in creativity, patience, and persistence, they have come through to make it a safe and successful school year for our kids. To give a sense of what it means to teach in these times, I'd like to introduce two of our best. Janelle Fox, our 2020 Teacher of the Year, who teaches mathematics at Los Alamitos High School in our in-person hybrid program. And Nicole Waters, our 2019 Teacher of the Year, who teaches second grade in our LaSalle at Home pathway. Here are a few of their personal thoughts on how they view the challenges and rewards they find each day. From Janelle Fox, being back in the classroom is first and foremost exhausting. We've had to rethink and redo everything we do and then redo it again based on how it goes. Things that were a basic part of the pre-COVID classroom routine, such as group activities where students sit close together and collaborate in their learning, are not possible now. So we have to find ways to do the same thing, but do it with computers, like with chat rooms. But all that has to be set up and takes time and attention to make it work. In addition, the delay in returning to the classroom this fall created a backlog of material that must be taught by the time the advanced placement test is given in the spring. The need to teach every possible moment, as well as attend closely to safety protocols and adjust classroom routines, is intense. On the other hand, Janelle says, it feels great being back. I can have actual conversations with kids and build relationships with them. They wear masks, but I can tell from their eyes if they're smiling and whether they get it. From Nicole Waters. Even though her second graders are learning online, I think the kids are faring just fine, Nicole says. They're happy, engaged, and learning, all while being safe. Her major challenge is to create lessons that will keep students highly engaged online. It's also difficult when a student needs help with some computer issue and they do not have an adult or parent near to help them. The nature of online learning also means the children are missing the live interaction and socializing they get when at school. They are missing playing with their kids. But as all teachers know, children are resilient and adaptable, and Nicole says she has seen her little ones become tremendously tech savvy at a young age. As her students become more adept, we are able to do more to make our learning environment fun and engaging, even from behind a computer screen. Nicole says one surprising benefit of virtual teaching is a much stronger connection to our families. We are seeing and talking to them much more online than during a typical school year. Superintendent Pulver closed his article with, I am so proud of Janelle and Nicole and all of our educators across all grade levels, whether in classrooms or online. They are the ones who make it possible for us to celebrate being better together. We at School News Roll Call urge you to read this issue in its entirety to learn what is happening within your school district and on your school site.